Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Make a Good Last Impression. Making a good first impression is an important component of your brand, but equally important is your last impression. If you need to leave a relationship, an organization, or a place of employment, the last impression you create is how you'll be remembered, and how you are remembered will likely have long-standing implications. A good first impression may have landed you a job, but a bad last impression could jeopardize your chances of getting other ones in the future. I admire those people who leave their employers with great attitudes, especially when it would be easy to do otherwise. One of the things I've learned is it's a small world out there, made even smaller by technology. To quote a somewhat trite but appropriate saying, what goes around comes around. During the early stages of my career, I was certainly naive about this concept, but the older I get, the more I realize that my actions will dictate the lasting impressions I make in my interactions. One damaged relationship can have far-reaching implications. If you have to leave a relationship on bad terms, or you handle yourself in a tasteless manner, there is no upside. Even if you feel good on the surface, or somehow justify your actions, you will likely regret your behavior down the road. Whether you are wronged, hurt, disrespected, or mistreated in any way, how you react and respond is your choice. You are in control. You can act like a child and seek revenge by saying and doing bad things, or you can hold your head high and handle yourself in a manner that makes you proud. The benefits of leaving on a good note are, first, you'll be respected. No matter what the circumstances were concerning your departure, if you handle yourself with class, people's respect for you will grow. Next, people will speak highly of you. It is very difficult for people to speak poorly of people who handle themselves as honorable and admirable people. Next, your self-image will increase. When you do the things that you shouldn't do, these things damage your self-image. On the other hand, when you do what you know is the right thing to do, it builds your self-image. This is especially true if doing the right thing is difficult. And lastly, you will get better references. If for whatever reason you leave your job, don't allow yourself to think that you won't need references from your employer or coworkers. Someone recently told me that a prospective employer wanted to personally speak to 5 former coworkers before taking the interview process to the next stage, and I'm hearing a lot more about that from other people as well in the HR world. If you want to advance your career and build your market value, then your track record will be just as it sounds. Your track record. I can also share with you, and that is if I were to speak with a prospective employee's references, I would definitely ask questions about the circumstances surrounding the employee's departure. Their answers would reveal the applicant's character and tell me how they would likely handle themselves if they were to leave my company. One of the things I've learned is that things in life rarely go exactly as we plan them. There will always be situations where we have to make a change. Sometimes serious ones, like a marriage or a job, and others not quite as significant. Regardless, be proud of the way you leave a situation and make your lasting impression a good one. And remember, oftentimes, it's the last impression a person makes that will be remembered.